Okay folks, just a little bit of a response using Audio Boo function, which I've just downloaded the app for and I've now linked with my Twitter. Essentially this is a bit of a response to a discussion I was having with @GodIsCosmos. We had to break off halfway through because I had to go and drive, as I am doing now. And essentially just wanted to continue an analogy which we didn't get finished. I've actually seen a couple of other Twitter users bouncing back and forth with that user today. And there seems to be some of the same problems with the way they're thinking. So I thought I'd just offer a bit of an explanation. The assertion that user was making is that atheism is a belief that no God exists, and that's all it can be, and I disagree quite strongly with that. The discussion seemed to turn from discussion of belief versus knowledge, and he seems to assume, or she, might be a she, to assume that atheism is a confession of knowledge that no God exists. And I put it to them that that's not my position at all. The analogy I wanted to use for them, because essentially they were saying that if you say something, as in a God does not exist, if you do not believe a God exists, then you must believe that no God exists. And I disagreed with this. I said this thinking was overly polar, and that doesn't reflect certainly the way I think. Kind of could be argued to be reflecting a sort of Gnostic atheism, to know that no God exists, and I don't think that's possible. The analogy I was trying to give to that person, obviously difficult in 140 characters, is a burglary analogy. I'm pretty sure Matt Dillahunty from The Atheist Experience was the first one to say this. He may have got it from somewhere else. So apologies for not acknowledging the original source if that's correct. Essentially, the analogy is, I do not believe that my house will be burgled today. I don't believe that, otherwise I wouldn't leave, or perhaps I would call the police. That does not mean that I automatically believe that it won't be burgled today. So obviously I don't believe that it won't be burgled, otherwise why would I bother locking the door? So this is basically the sort of idea that just because I say I don't believe a God exists doesn't mean that I do believe that no God exists. It's not that simple. Quite tricky to pick that apart, but I think I've stated it correctly. Obviously look on The Atheist Experience to see if you can find the original argument, if so. There we go, testing it out. Let's see how this audio things works. Please feel free to give me some feedback, and I will see you on Twitter.